if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Spend another lonely night. Ooh.
I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is Martin Truex Jr.
MTJ Martin Truex Jr. has scored the win.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready, bring it.
From Iowa Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
It's been a dream 18 years in the making. NASCAR Cup Series racing at the Iowa Speedway. Tonight, that dream becomes reality with the Iowa Corn 350. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the first ever NASCAR Cup Series race at Iowa Speedway. We're located 35 miles west of downtown Des Moines in Newton, Iowa. Population 15,688. That number has nearly tripled tonight with the influx of NASCAR fans flocking to see cup cars on this 7/8 mile racetrack. Let's go to the broadcast booth and bring in Jeff Schriegel and Alex Aiden, who will anchor tonight's coverage. Jeff, this track is billed as the fastest short track on the planet, and for good reason.
Yeah, hi, Mike. It is fast and it is full. Let's start with fast, Alex Aiden. Yesterday, in qualifying, Kyle Larson cut a lap at 136 miles an hour.
Yeah, and talking to a lot of the drivers and crew chiefs in the garage earlier today, they have a lot of similarities with this short track compared to the Monster Mile at Dover Motor Speedway. A lot of that's because of the high speed, the banking, and the load that the tires and the right side takes with the weight transfer coming out of the straightaways. And even here, coming off turn two, you almost elevate and drop back down in the middle of the backstretch, elevate again going into turn three and dive for the bottom and drop off. A lot of Dover type characteristics.
The other thing that we saw here on Friday and Saturday was the fact that this track widened out. We do expect to see them two and even three wide.
Yeah, we do. It started with the ARCA Menards series when they raced Friday night, the Xfinity series yesterday. There is the new asphalt patch, two lanes wide from the bottom of the racetrack to the middle of the racetrack at the entrance to both sets of corners. A third line of new asphalt has been laid in turn two on the outside lane, as well as coming off turn number four. That made it too wide racing. We did see some cars get the right side tires up into the old pavement in lanes three and four, and they lost some significant grip and went backwards.
Lightning fast and jam-packed. We got here several hours ago, and we were greeted by thousands of fans that have been waiting for this moment.
They have. It's like a college football tailgate game. Whether you're a Cyclone from Iowa State or a Hawkeye from Iowa, doesn't matter. They are out in full force. They've been tailgating all the way from property over by the airport, making their way up to the main entrance. It's outstanding. It's a sellout crowd. They're enthusiastic, and they're ready to watch the NASCAR Cup Series.
And so are we, Mike Bagley. This is going to be a good one, and we'll have it live. The green flag coming up here in just a matter of a few moments.
It is an electrifying atmosphere. Gentlemen, we'll let you get a breather in. We're going to be busy tonight. Of course, Jeff and Alex will be joined by NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, who designed this racetrack and is currently a part of the pre-race ceremonies. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, I'll visit with Brad Keselowski. He won the inaugural NASCAR Xfinity Series race in Iowa back in 2009. We'll also get the progressive keys from defending Cup Series champion and Truck and Xfinity Series winner here in Iowa, Ryan Blaney. Plus, we'll get a weekend status update from Stu Grant of Goodyear, and we'll take a trip to the grid and talk to some of the drivers ahead of the green flag in the sold-out Iowa Corn 350 here in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The inaugural Cup race at Iowa has been the leading story in the NASCAR news cycle all this week. But Friday, another big news story broke when Martin Truex Jr. announced that he would retire from full-time driving duties at the end of the year. Martin will continue on as an ambassador for Joe Gibbs Racing. All of us here at Motor Racing Network wish MTJ the best in his next chapter. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Iowa Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch fighting for the win in Iowa.
Take that bright green GoDaddy.com Chevrolet off of turn number two for the final time. It is Brad Keselowski, five car lengths in hand over Kyle Busch into turn three, glued to the bottom of the racetrack. Now drifts up, checkered flag in sight for the race leader.
It'll be the fourth win of his career, his second victory of 2009, but this one will be remembered as the day Brad Keselowski won the inaugural event at the Iowa Speedway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded August 1st, 2009. Yours truly, Kyle Rickey, Kurt Becker, the call of Brad Keselowski, driving for Junior Motorsports at the time, winning the first ever NASCAR Xfinity Series race here at the Iowa Speedway. That was a year that would see Brad go on to win at Michigan and Memphis. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a visit with the native of Rochester Hills, Michigan. Had a chance to catch up with Brad yesterday as he returns to a track that added to his winning legacy.
winner of the inaugural race at Iowa Speedway. What do you remember about that day, the first time you came here in a NASCAR Xfinity Series car?
First thing I remember is the atmosphere in Iowa here at the racetrack. The place was packed. The crowd was just so excited to see its first, you know, NASCAR Xfinity Series race. And, you know, then the race itself, just a lot of chaos, a lot of crashes, kind of surviving it, and at the end being really fast, passing Kyle Busch for the win, and it was a statement victory for me.
I remember back then, everybody was like, we're going to Iowa? We've never been anywhere near here. Closest was Kansas City or Chicago. What did you think about this short track you had never seen, this short track that was basically sitting in the middle of the country? And what was it like coming here for that first time, just being able to serve the underserved fan of this part of the country?
Yeah, back then, I came here with a completely, you know, open mind as to what it would be like. I knew the track. I'd been here once before to test on it in the Truck Series. And so I had a feel for, you know, the actual racetrack, but I didn't know much about, you know, the actual area and the fans and so forth. And when we got here and just saw how excited the community was, it just, everything felt right about that weekend and that moment.
What about now? Obviously, we're coming here for the first time with the Cup Series. Did you ever think we would come here with Cup?
I did. You know, I thought it might come a little sooner than it did, you know, based on the community and how much they really enjoy having us. I'm glad it's here. I think it's going to be an incredible weekend for our industry. I think sometimes, you know, we get lost kind of chased in, you know, other events and, you know, big cities. And it's nice to be able to come to Iowa and see a lot of race fans that are underserved and to be able to put some great racing in front of them.
This is obviously a different Iowa Speedway now with the paving that's gone on and the fixing of some of the bumps that were in the corners. You've had a chance to be on the racetrack. What's been your experience, the combination of the old pavement versus what we laid down about a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, the track's got a ton of character to it. You know, it's always has, but now it's got a little different character than it used to when it had this kind of half repave here over the last few weeks. And finding the right spots on the track that have the grip is going to be really important. The track's going to change throughout the race as the second lane kind of comes in, and I think we've seen that already with some of the preliminary races. So staying on top, that's going to be really key.
Based on what you got in practice, what kind of changes and conversations were had behind the scenes to perhaps maybe head off some adversity at the pass for the Cup race on Sunday?
Yeah, well, we know tires are going to be important. We saw a lot of tire issues in practice, you know, guys blowing right front tires and some left rear tires. So got to be smart with how you set up the car and how you drive it to make sure you're there at the end and don't beat yourself.
Friday, we got news. Martin Truex Jr. is going to be retiring at the end of the year. What are your thoughts about MTJ stepping away? What kind of a competitor was he on the racetrack? You've raced against him a lot over the years.
Yeah, you know, whenever you see a champion go, it kind of hurts a little bit to see. It's being a champion of NASCAR is a hard thing to do. It's a statement. And whenever somebody wins a championship, you hope to stay for a long time and are able to kind of tell that story in the garage and to our fans. So it's sad always to see somebody retire, but I'm glad he's going out on his own terms. That's good. Martin certainly had a great career, earned his, you know, success with, you know, kind of paying his dues over a long stretch of time where he didn't have the best cars and equipment. And when he got it, he was able to prove himself and win races and win a championship, and that's very special.
Let's talk about you and the race team. You obviously got a win under your belt. You're playoff qualified. Let's talk about the 17 car. RFK as a whole, do you feel that the entire company, the 6 and the 17, are championship contenders, viable playoff contenders?
Yeah, we've had a great month. Really great, probably 5 or 6 weeks. Just solid runs and finishes. Would like to be a little bit faster, especially in qualifying trim and the short run stuff. But in the race, we seem to be able to execute really well and find a little speed and make things happen.
What do you think about the stretch run? 10 races to go in the regular season. I know the heavy lifting is off the 6, but now Chris needs a win. What tracks coming up do you feel can cater to the strengths of RFK and the 17 car?
Yeah, I mean, I really look at the next 3 weeks and think we can win at any one of these races. And it's hard to look past that. But, you know, I look at Nashville here in Iowa and think these are two really good tracks for us.
That was a great visit with Brad that I had earlier in the weekend. Of course, we're talking about the 6 car, which obviously is driven by Brad, the 17, driven by Chris Buescher. He has not won a race yet, but he is in playoff territory for now. Let's take a look at the Powerball playoff picture presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoffs. The drivers that are 3 spots above the cutoff line are Ryan Blaney. He's in by 64 points. The aforementioned Chris Buescher in by 32. Bubba Wallace is 8 points to the good. He holds down that 16th and final playoff position. On the outside looking in, heading into this race, Kyle Busch is out by 8. Joey Logano out by 16. Chase Briscoe is out by 27.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan, stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Tonight's Iowa Corn 350 is 350 laps, 306.25 miles. Stage breaks will come at lap 70 and 210. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From the running of the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Off turn two for the final time.
And Dylan running a little bit of a higher line, but Ryan Blaney's got him covered. About a two-truck length separation. In turn three, the final time, Blaney puts the wheels on the bottom yellow line. He blocks Ty Dillon. A truck length advantage back to the straight.
Checkered flag in the air. The American Ethanol 200 will be run by Ryan Blaney. Blaney scoring the upset tonight. Winning his first ever NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded September 15, 2012, a trip down memory lane for then 18-year-old Ryan Blaney. A lot has changed for Ryan over the last 11 years and change, including becoming a Cup Series champion. And lots has changed here at Iowa since his win. They've patched some of the racing surface. The track now features its original surface from 2006, but some patched areas that were recently applied. It's really been a handful so far this weekend. Ryan is here to give us the keys to today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Progressive Insurance.
Obviously, the new pavement wasn't here, so I think just figuring that out, you know, the racetrack is bumpy on the straightaways. Where you're lifting into both corners is the old asphalt, super rough, and it's really how well can you get over the bumps and how fast can you get to the patch, you know, because the patch has grip. It's not life-saving grip. It still has decent amounts, but it's not the, you know, save-all. But really, entry speed, I think, is the biggest thing that everyone's going to have to learn. How quick can you get in the corner? How big can you arc it? The more you arc the corner, the more the bumps affect you as you're kind of curling down in there. So big arc is good, but if your car can't do it, then you really have to work on it. So I think the biggest thing that we learned today was how do we get our car to settle down a little bit over those bumps just so I can arc it out, and then that's how you get big runs off the corner. Maybe it's not as rough as Fontana, but it is definitely close to it as far as the bumps and the cars bouncing off your limiters and your rub blocks. Obviously, the lower your car is, the more speed it's going to have. If it's just bouncing off your rub blocks or limiters, you have to find that balance. And it's about a quarter of the length of Fontana backstretch, but you still get a lot of movement in the car down the back.
And we thank Ryan for giving us his keys. When we come back, we'll get the thoughts from some other drivers as our pre-race coverage from Iowa continues.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Oh!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Here's a fun fact to take with you tonight. The last time NASCAR added a points-paying short track race was back in 1971. That race was at the Meyer Speedway in Houston, Texas. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to the Iowa Speedway. A sellout crowd of about 30,000 people filing their way in through the turnstiles, getting settled into their seats. Driver introductions underway here at Iowa. Let's go trackside. Talk to some of the drivers we feel will be a factor tonight. Let's start with the driver that will lead the field to the green flag. Kyle Larson won his fourth pole of the year yesterday. Speed of 23.804 seconds, 136.458 miles an hour. He's trying for his fourth win of the year. And he's with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Kyle Larson down here getting ready to get introduced to the fans. Kyle, you shared with us after that qualifying lap that you struggled on Friday. Qualifying lap was pretty good. What is it like with this team, the confidence you have in this team to know that they can take something that seems bad on a Friday and turn it into something good Saturday, and how you turn it into something real good here on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you just our team's done a good job of that in the past, so I don't know. I just think there's so much unknown. Yeah, I would like to have the confidence, but I really don't know. I don't know what to expect going into turn one, but we'll see. I think we'll all figure it out here pretty quickly, and then you'll get racing hard. So I look forward to new challenges, and Iowa presents a lot of challenges today.
Is there a specific concern that you have, or is it a whole bevy of concerns as we go into this race?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to think about tires too much, but yeah, I think for me, I really just want to, like, find what line gives me the best balance and comfort in my car and all that sort of stuff. I think, like I said, it's just, I mean, there's a few guys that were in the Xfinity race yesterday, but I think for the rest of us, like, we all have to learn pretty quickly, so that's fun, and I look forward to that here soon.
Yeah, learning quickly, that's what it is. Kyle Larson leads the field to green here today in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet.
And the driver that will start on the outside of the front row is a driver we heard from a few moments ago when he gave us the progressive keys. We're speaking of Ryan Blaney. You know, he's won here in a truck. He's won here in the Xfinity Series. If he wins tonight, it'll be his, obviously, his first cup win here at Iowa, but it's also going to be his first win of 2024. Ryan is with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And it's his third front row start of the season for Ryan Blaney. Yesterday, you told me, I know you wanted the pole and it was pretty disappointing, but to start up front here is huge. How do we keep this Ford Mustang Dark Horse at the front with so many unknowns today?
Yeah, it was nice to qualify well. I thought Friday we weren't great, and we got a lot better Friday night, Saturday morning, and hopefully it translates to today. You know, it's a long race, and from the Xfinity race kind of moved around a little bit, so that was exciting to see as far as, like, passing lanes, but not sure what our car is going to do in the upper lane. So I just feel it out, you know, the first little bit, but nice to have a fast car, and hopefully we can stay that way throughout the night.
Yeah, what do you learn from watching the Xfinity race? Obviously the cars behave differently, but that had to give you some optimism going to a long race like tonight.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I take away from their race is just lines, you know, of where they're running, where's fast, and especially at repaves like this, like, you know, does it move up or is it mired to the bottom? Can you get runs on the top of some people? And you know, that's the biggest thing I take away from it, and hopefully it helps out for today.
All right, that's Ryan Blaney again, going to roll off from the front row in second. He was watching the U.S. Open Championship with Bubba Wallace here as they get ready to be introduced to the crowd at Iowa Speedway.
You know, when you look at the short list of drivers to win tonight's race, Joey Logano finds himself on that list. He has a penchant for winning first races, quote-unquote, like the Clash at the Coliseum, the dirt race at Bristol. You get the idea. Well, today, or tonight, that is, another opportunity to add to that legacy. Joey will roll off in the 11th position. Back to Steve Post.
Yes, Mike, Joey does roll from the 11th spot. Joey, Mike Bagley, your buddy, your pal, he just laid out your propensity to win new things, the Coliseum, the dirt track. So how do you feel about continuing that here today, and what are the challenges to continue that today here at Iowa?
Well, there's some extra challenges here in Iowa today for sure. Yellow tires obviously come to mind the first. There's so many issues in practice. If that continues in the race, everyone had the opportunity to adjust. So maybe that resolves itself, possibly. Maybe not. We'll have to see when we get out there. I don't think anyone's really ran more than 20 laps. But it seemed like the Shell Pennzoil Mustangs got decent short run speed for sure. We'll see what we got on the long haul. I'm not sure anyone really knows. So we'll get out there, see what the second lane's like. Seemed like that came in the Xfinity race really, really good. So
see what happens. Mike or Alex and Jeff laid out the asphalt. You've got new asphalt in the turns, old asphalt on the straightaways. What's the transition like from the old to the new and the new back to the old?
Yeah, and it kind of does it as you exit the corner a couple times, because it doesn't just end in the same spot. There's a couple lanes that go a little bit longer. They repaved a little bit further down the straightaway. So it's odd the way it happened, and the car just jumps around a lot. You got grip, you got no grip, and you got grip, and then no grip again. So just a very odd track, something I don't think any of us have ever experienced before.
That does sound odd. I'm glad he's doing it. That's Joey Logano. He starts in position number 11 here today.
When you think of short track racing this year, we've already got six under our belts, including the Clash and the All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro. Denny Hamlin has won three of them, and he's on target to win another one tonight. This driver spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Let's get his thoughts back to Chris.
And Denny Hamlin is going to roll off from the 12th position, winner of three of the last five short tracks. All right, Denny, what do you think about this facility with all that we learned on Friday and qualifying yesterday? Obviously, still some unknowns, but how confident are you here returning to a short track and looking to get another win?
Yeah, I mean, we're all going to have to no one had any notes, really. So we're all starting this from scratch. And certainly I like our team's ability to adapt to differing conditions, and certainly, you know, challenging ones like we might have tonight. So we'll see how it all plays out, but hopefully get this Interstate Batteries Camry up front.
How do you collectively as an organization look at what happened Friday with your teammates Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs and try to find a good balance for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we feel like it's, it's certainly air pressure related. So you just got to play that game, and hopefully you're on the right end of it.
All right, that's Denny Hamlin again going to start 12th, looking for another short track win here at Iowa Speedway.
Of course, they're trying to get some good mojo back after finishing last, after blowing a motor last weekend in Sonoma.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Forrest.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Drivers have been talking about tires. Crew chiefs have been talking about tires. When we come back, we'll talk tires with Stu Grant of Goodyear. First, from Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From Newton, Iowa, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a visit with Stu Grant, the general manager of global race tire sales for Goodyear. It's been a very eventful weekend starting Friday in the NASCAR Cup Series garage. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series racing. Today, the NASCAR Cup Series. Stu, I ask you first to address matters of a day ago Saturday. We saw some drivers have some tire challenges over the course of the Hy-Vee Perks 250. What have you been able to gather from the race yesterday, and what kind of analysis have you done so far?
Well, we could see that in practice on Friday. You know, we saw a lot of heat in the Xfinity cars, and we saw a couple teams that had blistered tires. But we tried to do everything we could just from a communication standpoint to get ready for Saturday and try to mitigate some of the blistering that we were anticipating. Unfortunately, you don't have the luxury of another practice session to scuff. You know, back in the old days when you could see a lot of temperature in tires, you could have another practice session where you could scuff all your race sets and then let them age overnight. And of course, we don't have the luxury of that anymore. But if you go back to our tire test that we had, you know, right after Charlotte, which was, you know, about 3 weeks ago, right about a week after the paving was all done, obviously we didn't have any Xfinity cars there, but we had Cup cars there. And we had some good long runs, several 50 lap runs. Everything looked great. And then we get here this weekend, and they're so fast. They're almost a second faster than we tested at. So, and the Xfinity cars, even though they're running on essentially a proven setup that they raced here a number of years ago, the speeds are just way up. And so what you have is you have the patched Iowa racetrack is essentially 100% of all the turns. You know, that's what the patch ended up being. And what we see is we see not very much wear. You see a lot of speed, takes a lot of rubber, it's got a lot of grip. and you don't see anywhere. So the combination of very little tire wear combined with these incredible speeds, the tire's got a lot of heat. It holds a lot of heat. You don't see the heat dissipate because of wear, and then you see the blistering.
Let's talk about today. Those challenges began Friday. We saw some drivers have some tire challenges in practice. What are you anticipating for the race, and have you communicated anything to the teams for tonight's race?
Absolutely. Okay, so we did our normal pressure sweep of our right side tire recommendations and send that information out to the teams. And what that is it's a curve showing how the tire reacts to air pressure and load at a certain speed, okay? We communicated all that information, but again, that's ended up being way too conservative for the speeds that we're running right now. So that's why we saw the issues with air losses in the right front, because of the additional speed that these that the Cup cars have. So we've communicated that to the team, saying, look, guys, the pressure sweep that we gave everybody is way too conservative considering the speeds that we're running right now. So the loads are going to be a lot higher, which means you got to raise your air pressure a lot more. I mean, now I'm not talking about a half a pound of air. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 PSI of air.
What is the recommended pressure now today for these cars?
It's 30 pounds in the right front, 28 in the right rear.
And remember, it's recommended air pressures. It will be the team's decision whether to overinflate or underinflate around those numbers.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Driver intros about wrapped up here at the Iowa Speedway. When we come back, we'll head back to the grid and get some more thoughts as we close in on the green flag of the Iowa Corn 350. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
From Newton, Iowa, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Closing in on the start of the Iowa Corn 350 Motor Racing Network on the air. So glad you're spending your Sunday night with us in what's going to be a hot night here in Iowa. Right now, The mercury on the thermometer only shows 90 degrees, but the feels like is 97, and the wind is whipping at about 20 to 25 miles an hour. Let's go back to the grid, hear from some more drivers, and let's start with a driver that's had an up-and-down season this year. Let's talk about Alex Bowman and the Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. In five of the last seven races, he's finished in the top 10. But in the last two, he's finished 28th and 15th. It's been up and down for them all year long, but they're getting closer to that first win of the year. The good news for them this weekend is they were one of the fastest cars on the long run Friday. Let's get Alex Bowman's thoughts with Chris Wilner.
They were, Mike, and certainly up and down is the weekend for Alex Bowman. Really fast on the long run speed in practice Friday, but unfortunately you're starting in 33rd. So walk me through the weekend so far. Just where is the race car at as we get ready to go racing?
Yeah, I think I'm still trying to finish my qualifying laps from yesterday. I went for a jog earlier. I'm pretty sure my lap time was quicker than qualifying. But, yeah, really unfortunate. We were obviously really, really fast on Friday and just missed it yesterday. We were loose on Friday but fast and just way too loose yesterday. So hate that we're starting so far back with our Ally 48, but it is a long race. I feel like it could be a little exciting with tires and some different things. So I think we'll be pretty good if the track goes back to how it was on Friday, at least. And if not, we'll keep working on it and try to get ourselves up there. Obviously, we're a way better race team than this. And not acceptable yesterday, but we'll keep working at it.
And the good news, yesterday we saw a lot of passing the Xfinity race. So what did you learn from that? You and Blake Harris have a game plan coming from this deep?
Yeah, I pass cars. Pass cars frequently. That's really all we can do. I think, you know, it's become a lot harder to watch the Xfinity race and learn for the Cup race, right? The cars race so differently. They react so differently in dirty air. The tires are so different. It's tough, but it was encouraging to see the groove widen out as much as it did, and hopefully that'll help, because if it's single file, we're in some trouble back here.
All right, guys, that's Alex Bowman again. Has his work cut out for him. Starts 33rd on the grid. Let's go over to Steve Post.
Martin Truex Jr. going to roll off from the 31st spot. Martin, first off, made a little news this week. The decision to retire full-time from NASCAR Cup Series racing. Walk us through the decision and walk us through why now for that decision.
Yeah, it just felt like the right time. You know, I've been thinking about it a couple years of, you know, how long do I want to do it? It is another year, you know, something I want to do. And last couple weeks, I'm just like, yeah, I'm kind of over it. So I don't know. Just hopefully we can end the season on a high note. That's my main goal right now. Focus on hopefully getting back to victory lane soon. We've been so close this year so many times. So just need to be a little bit better there. But, yeah, hopefully we can go out on top and then sail off into the sunset.
It is very, very warm here today. As a driver, how much do you notice it in the cockpit? How challenging is the heat that we'll have here tonight?
Heat's always a challenge in these cars. I mean, that's kind of what we face and what we deal with, you know, week to week. And then a day like this is definitely going to be a challenge with, you know, the track conditions. This place is really, really tough, really bumpy. You know, the patches of new pavement are really, really tricky. A lot of questions about tires right now. How hard do you push? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be frustrating to try to pass as well when all that heat gets to you and gets you fired up even more. So hopefully we can stay cool, keep a cool head, and work this Racers Camry up towards the front.
That is Martin Truex Jr. starts today in the 31st spot. Chris?
Stewart Haas Racing has had a ton of speed this weekend. One of those drivers that's going to start third is Josh Berry. Josh, obviously we talk about your short track pedigree. This is one of the fastest short tracks we go to. How does your experience translate here with so many unknowns, especially on the tire side of things?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's definitely a lot of unknowns. I feel like that, you know, we had an okay practice on Friday. Really, Rodney and the guys made a lot of good adjustments overnight Friday to get us much better for qualifying. You know, hit a really solid lap. So got good track position. Just got to make sure our car hangs on the long run. Obviously takes care of the tires too.
Passing here too, it's been something, I don't know, a lot of drivers watch the Xfinity race. What did you learn, especially on the restarts here with where the repave lines are? It's kind of been a hot topic this week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I don't think that'll be too big of a factor for us. Obviously the tops seem to really be dominant in the Xfinity cars. You know, with how these are in traffic, I feel like it'll be a little bit more even. Just you're going to want to take the clean air versus the dominant lane. So I think it'll be exciting for sure. And then you know, as the race progresses, it's going to be a fight to stay on the repave, and you know, leverage is going to come into play, I think, when it comes down to it.
All right, it's going to be fun to watch. Josh Berry, again, one of the Stuart Haas Racing Ford Mustang Dark Horse horses to watch, will roll off third here tonight.
You know, that was one of the fun stories to cover Friday during our coverage of practice. Noah Gregson was the fastest car in that practice session Friday afternoon. And that was good news for Stuart Haas Racing fans, considering the recent news that Stuart Haas Racing is going to be shutting down at the end of 2024, which obviously put all of the Stuart Haas Racing drivers into free agency. And there are a lot of whispers in the garage that the majority of those drivers are finding landing spots in 2025. Stay tuned to Motor Racing Network over the course of the next days and weeks, and we'll tell you where those drivers are headed for the 2025 campaign. Let's catch up with Christopher Bell. Rough day for him Friday. Obviously, crashing in practice, that was, crashed the primary car. Chris was one of three drivers who tested tires here last month, along with Kyle Larson and Brad Keselowski. That team has been very, very busy. Postman, I'm sure that their stress is a bit higher than usual coming into tonight's race.
Mike, let's find out. Christopher, Mike just documented not only the tire test, the problems on Friday. How do you apply all of that and approach today's race?
I have no idea. Thankfully, that's not my department. The tire test was really good because I got a lot of laps here, and definitely can learn some driver technique and, you know, just lines and how the car changes over the course of the run. So that's really good. But as far as the tire management stuff, that's going to be on Adam today. So I'm going to do the best job I can of keeping the tires on it, making sure that I keep the front end in front of the rear end. And, we'll see if we can have ourselves a day today.
We've talked a lot about the turns and the new asphalt. What are the straightaways like? How rough are the straightaways? What's the ride like down the straightaways here?
So I was talking to somebody about it. I can't remember who it was, but he basically said we have Fontana straightaways with Texas corners, and that is like the most true statement I've ever heard. The straightaways are really, really rough. I'm sure you guys are seeing it on TV with the cars really bouncing. The tires are taking a beating down the straightaway, and then you get to the corner, and the grip level is so high that you're just putting so much load and energy into the tire. And the asphalt holding it, so it's creating a lot of heat, and then you have the straightaways that's beating up the tires. And apparently it's a recipe for disaster.
There we go. Christopher Bell, hoping this is a recipe for a win here. Ream colors on the Toyota. He starts in position number 10.
And we'll have to go to the back of the field at the start because of that backup car. Opening ceremonies are next. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom, Nick Sanchez outside, and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
Here's the starting lineup for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol. Brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 18.
Austin Dillon. Welcome, North Carolina.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Row 17.
John Hunter Nemechek. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 16.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Row 15.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 14.
Kaz Brawler, Boston, Massachusetts.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Row 13.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 11.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 10.
Carson Hosevar, Portage, Michigan.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 9.
A.J. Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Row 8.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Row 7.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 6.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 9th.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 8th.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 7th.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting 6th.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 5th.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Starting 4th.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 3rd.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Starting 2nd.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
And starting on the pole,
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol.
Interesting qualifying session yesterday. Mother Nature blew through here with a rain shower. Xfinity cars couldn't qualify. Cup cars qualified late, but they only got one lap, one round of that qualifying session with Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney, as we just heard, starting on the front row. It's been a busy weekend of racing here in Iowa. Our coverage started Friday night. The ARCA Menards Premier Series and the ARCA Menards Series East raced in the Atlas 150. Connor Zilich got the win there yesterday. It was a rough and tumble Hy-Vee Perks 250. That race had a little bit of everything, with Sam Mayer picking up the victory. Yesterday, it was a lot of contact on the racetrack, tire challenges, and a struggle managing driver temperament at times. Things got a bit dicey, but it was a very entertaining race. And we are expecting a very entertaining race tonight. Again, if you're just joining us, so glad you're with us. It is the maiden voyage for the NASCAR Cup Series into Newton, Iowa, and the Iowa Speedway. A sellout crowd is on hand. They have congregated in the grandstands right now as we all join trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Des Moines Police and Fire Department Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome Senior Pastor at Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines, Mike Householder.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day, we thank you for raising up all the good dads who love their kids the way you love us, with wisdom and grace and truth. And we thank you, God, for rewarding our patience as race fans, for tonight, finally, we get to see a NASCAR Cup race in Iowa. We pray for this. Fill our hearts, God, with a full measure of your joy tonight. And revive our souls with the full power of your amazing grace and your life-changing love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome singer-songwriter and Iowa native Neva Alden.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fights o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
It's time to go cup racing in Iowa.
That's the sound of your current hype level at the gas pump. But brace yourself for something fuel nominal, because Unleaded 88 is about to take the hype to a whole new level. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, and greener than regular unleaded. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, brought to you by Iowa Corn.
Daytona always brings the drama.
Everything's on the line. The risk will be higher.
3 wide.
Look how insane this is.
Gunning to keep playoff hopes alive. Oh. It's now or never.
It's the most stressful night of racing that you'll ever go through.
For an unforgettable weekend of family fun, high wattage star power, and a front row seat full of fireworks. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
From its beginning in September of 2009,
Mike Skinner wins the Lucas Oil 200 here at the Iowa Speedway.
To its end in July of 2019,
Chase Briscoe is headed to Victory Lane at Iowa. He wins the U.S. Cellular 250.
The Iowa Speedway punctuated a decade-long racing landscape in NASCAR Craftsman Truck and NASCAR Xfinity Series competition. But now, after sitting dormant for the last 5 years, Iowa is back. And the NASCAR Cup Series is about to get its first crack at this 7/8-mile oval. Much has changed here over the years, most notably the racing surface. The initial pavement from 2006 is still in play, but the track has been patched and updated in the turns, creating lots of unknowns and consternation for the teams. It's going to be a wild night under the lights in Newton, Iowa. In front of a sellout crowd, the NASCAR Cup Series is ready for action in the inaugural Iowa Corn 350. Next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
tonight. The Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol from Iowa Speedway. Brought to you by Iowa Corn. Unleaded 88 is the clear fuel choice. It's cheaper, cleaner, and greener. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, grown by Iowa corn farmers. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. By The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. By Liberty University, enter to win one of several scholarships at Liberty.edu/24. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. By Wendy's Classic Hamburgers. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
18 years in the making, and we are ready to go with the NASCAR Cup Series. Now trackside for the command.
In 2004, we set out with the goal to build the finest short track this world's ever seen. And we finally accomplished it. From the beginning to the end, we worked on every single detail to make it perfect. And after 20 years of waiting, we're finally here, folks, for the Iowa Corn 350, NASCAR's inaugural race here at the Iowa Speedway. I'm so excited. I hope you are too. And to help me say the most famous words in racing, I want to introduce Jolene Reason.
Hi, I just got three things to say today. Number one, fuel up with ethanol.